Halo, aku Chris. Papi, I'm Chris Chat. Segera dimulai. Papi.
Chris. Selamat datang di Bobbypedia, segmen khusus di mana Bobby akan bercerita lebih banyak dan belajar bareng-bareng Sobat Boci seputar bahasa Inggris. Segmen ini akan muncul di setiap minggu pertama setiap bulannya, jadi stay tune ya. Tanpa berbasa-basi lagi, aku langsung serahkan ke Bobby, karena memang segmennya Bobby di sini.
Ya, segmenku cepat lah.
Iya. Cepat-cepat, oke. Ayo, Bobby, silakan. Time is yours.
Jadi, beberapa hari lalu, dari podcast ini tayang ya, tepatnya tanggal 8 Maret, kita merayakan International Women's Day, atau Hari Perempuan Internasional. Nah, cerita kali ini ada hubungannya nih sama perempuan. Tapi bukan yang kayak gimana ya. Pokoknya dia tetap cerita anak-anak. Namanya juga bedtime story kan. Langsung saja Poppy akan membacakannya. Judulnya The Paperback Princess dari Robert Munsch. Selamat mendengarkan. The Paperback Princess. Elizabeth was a beautiful princess. She lived in a castle and had expensive princess clothes. He was going to marry a prince called Ronald. Unfortunately, a dragon smashed her castle, burned all her clothes with his fiery breath, and carried off Prince Ronald. Elizabeth decided to chase the dragon and get Ronald back. She looked everywhere for something to wear, but the only thing she could find that was not burned was a paper bag. So she put on the paper bag and followed the dragon. He was easy to follow because he left a train of burned forests and horses' bones. Finally, Elizabeth came to a cave with a large door that had a huge knocker on it. She took the hold of the knocker and banged on the door. The dragon stuck his nose out of the door and said, "Wow, a princess! I love to eat princesses, but I have already eaten a whole castle today. I am a very busy dragon. Come back tomorrow." He slammed the door so fast that Elizabeth almost got her nose caught. Elizabeth grabbed the knocker and banging on the door again. The dragon stuck his nose out of the door and said, "Go away! I love to eat princesses, but I have already eaten a whole castle today. I am a very brave dragon. Come back tomorrow." "Wait!" shouted Elizabeth. "Is it true that you are the smartest and the fiercest dragon in the whole world?" "Yes," said the dragon. "Is it true," said Elizabeth, "that you can burn up 10 forests with your fiery breath?" "Oh yes," said the dragon. And he took a huge deep breath and breathed out so much fire that he burned up 50 forests. "Fantastic," said Elizabeth. And the dragon took another huge breath and breathed out so much fire that he burned up 100 forests. "Magnificent," said Elizabeth. And the dragon took another huge breath, but this time, nothing came out. The dragon didn't even have enough fire left to cook a meatball. Elizabeth said, "Dragon, is it true that you can fly around the world in just 10 seconds?" "Why, yes," said the dragon, and jumped up and flew all the way around the world in just 10 seconds. He was very tired when he got back. But Elizabeth shouted, "Fantastic! Do it again!" So the dragon jumped up and flew around the whole world in just 20 seconds. When he got back, he was too tired to talk, and he laid down and went straight to sleep. Elizabeth whispered very softly, "Hey, dragon!" The dragon didn't move at all. She lifted up the dragon's ear and put her head right inside. She shouted as loud as she could, "Hey, dragon!" The dragon was so tired he didn't even move. Elizabeth walked right over the dragon and opened the door to the cave. There was Prince Ronald. He looked at her and said, "Elizabeth, you are a mess. You smell like ashes. Your hair is all tangled and you are wearing a dirty old paper bag. Come in when you are dressed like a real princess." "Ronald," said Elizabeth, "your clothes are really pretty and your hair is very neat. You look like a real prince, but you are a bum." They didn't get married after all. Nah, ceritanya seperti itu. Bobby akan membahas tentang beberapa kosakata sulit yang ada di cerita tadi. Karena ada banyak ya, jadi Bobby sebutkan perpasangan aja katanya. Pertama itu ada fiery breath, artinya nafas yang membara seperti api. Lalu ada kata a train of burned forest. Train di situ bukan kereta ya, tapi itu kayak lintasan atau jalur hutan yang terbakar. Knocker adalah alat zaman dulu untuk mengetuk pintu. Jadi kayak lingkaran begitu, ditaruh di pintu untuk pukul ke pintu. Nah, itu kayak bel pintu lah sekarang. Tak adalah kata kerja dalam bentuk lampau yang berarti menyulurkan atau mengeluarkan. Hul adalah kata sifat, artinya seluruh. Di cerita tadi ada kata yang gak panjang ya, God her no Scott. Jadi itu maksudnya hitung Elizabeth hampir terkena pintu kastil dari si naga. Fierces adalah kata sifat, artinya paling buas. Lalu magnificent adalah kata sifat, artinya menakjubkan. Whispered adalah kata kerja dalam bentuk lampau, artinya berbisik. Mess adalah kata benda, artinya berantakan. Lalu tangled artinya kusut, yaitu kata sifat. Dalam cerita ini maksudnya rambutnya yang kusut ya. Lalu neat adalah kata sifat, berarti rapi. Dan yang terakhir adalah bum, artinya tidak kompeten. Nah, gimana menurut Sobat Poci soal cerita tadi? Tulis pendapat Sobat Poci di kolom komentar ya, biar konten ini bisa jadi lebih baik lagi dan bisa mengedukasi Sobat Poci yang lain seputar bahasa Inggris. Jangan lupa pesan dari cerita tadi, khususnya Sobat Poci yang perempuan, laki-laki juga bisa sih, belajar untuk menjadi berani dan cerdik. Terus kembangkan potensi diri kamu.